Chapter 4 Activity 6
So, Max, why did you choose this book?
Hi there. Thanks again for having me here today. I've always dreamt about being interviewed. Well, this year, Mrs. Dickens had such a long list of beautiful books to suggest. There were books by Hemingway, T.S. Eliot, Virginia Woolf, Walt Whitman, and many others. I hesitated until the last day of school, but then I remembered I had applied for the exchange program in North America and that I would go to Baltimore the following February. Wish me all the best, by the way. So after a little research, I decided to read The Curious Case of Benjamin Button and other stories. The main story is set there, in Baltimore, and I was also curious about reading short stories. They would go well with the concentration levels I have during summer on the beach, and they are so underrated. I had never read anything like that before. I was interested in that mysterious Benjamin Button.
What is your opinion about the book now that you've read it?
I'd say I chose wisely. One of the strongest points of my choice was that, unlike other classic titles, this book was not that well known. But at the same time, it talks about American history between the lines and in a humorous way. So I was informed and entertained at the same time. It turned out that not only were the stories that I read interesting, but there was also so much going on in just a few pages. In just under 40 pages, Benjamin Button lived his life in reverse and even lived some events twice. Imagine going to kindergarten at 5 and at 65. So weird. It also made me wonder where Fitzgerald found his inspiration, and now I want to write a short story too. However, there was also something I didn't like too much. Most of the time, the main character is the only one we learn about, and there is no opportunity to find anything out about the others. This disappointed me a little, to be honest.
Who was your favourite character and why?
I believe I identify the most with Roger Button, strange to say, but I really understood him when he was in shock for his child's birth, when he had to tackle all the issues related to his growth and inclusion, and I really think that he did everything he could to support his son and love him as he was in his old-fashioned and rigid way, of course.
Would you recommend this book? Who to and why?
Yeah, definitely. I wish all my class had read it just so I could hear what they think about it. Out of all the students in my class, I wish my classmate Alice had read it because every time she reads a book, she makes smart and insightful comments about its main themes or even about some details she found in the pages.
Thanks, Max.
It was a pleasure. Bye.